A national debate about racism is entering its second week in America, with US President Donald Trump escalating his attack on four Democratic congresswomen who he calls incapable of loving America. It's provoked a sharp debate over just who is allowed to criticise the United States. North America correspondent Connor Duffy has the latest.
You don't really want that black boy. You don't really want to feel them shots, boy. You a B-boy. I'm a black boy.
Edgy, foul-mouthed, bold, and wildly successful. New York rapper A$AP Rocky has an unlikely champion in US President Donald Trump as he awaits possible prosecution in a Swedish jail. A$AP Rocky is accused of assaulting a Stockholm man, but with conflicting eyewitness videos, some in America allege his prosecution is evidence of racial bias. Over the weekend, Mr. Trump personally raised the case with the Swedish Prime Minister.
He has tremendous support from the African-American community in this country. And when I say African-American, I think I can really say from everybody in this country. Because we're all one.
For now, A$AP Rocky remains in jail, but his friends Kanye West and Kim Kardashian have thanked the White House. The unusual alliance comes as the president reignited the firestorm about his tweets that four minority congresswomen, three of whom were born in America, should go back to their crime-riddled countries. Today, the president tweeted that the congresswomen known as the Squad are incapable of loving America. Speaking before the latest tweet, Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claimed the president's rhetoric will make Americans feel unsafe.
Men like him have been telling women like me to go back to my own country for a long time. It's not a new thing. What is hurtful is that when he, as an elected leader, does that with thousands of people, he is putting millions of Americans in danger.
The row is dominating news and dividing America. Some polls have shown Mr. Trump's support rising among Republican voters in the last week. The president's senior advisor, Stephen Miller, was questioned on Fox News, where presenter Chris Wallace asked just who is allowed to criticize America, citing then-candidate Trump's attack on President Obama, particularly his claim that the American dream was dead.
Saying that America needs to improve to get closer to an America First ideal, as the president did as a candidate, criticizing Obama, criticizing our trade deals, our foreign policy deals, our immigration policies, is out of love for America. Saying, as Representative Ocasio-Cortez did, that illegal immigrants are in effect more American than Americans is fundamentally an anti-American statement.
This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.